91X News.
It's 8 o'clock and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Martin Allen. Bell Boulevard will see traffic flow changes as the Shoreline Casino is now officially coming to Belleville. Tyler Renard has more.
Belleville Director of Development Rod Bouvet says Belleville was prepared for this back in 2014 when the Master Transportation Plan was passed.
It identifies Bell Boulevard from Walbridge-Lillis Road to Sydney Street, ultimately being widened to four lanes with pedestrian facilities and street lighting.
However, Bouvet says changes won't happen until they are needed.
That'll really happen as development happens out there and traffic increases to the point where the road needs to be widened.
The Shoreline Casino is scheduled to open spring 2017. Tyler Renault, QNET News, Belleville.
The Parrot Gallery in downtown Belleville is holding an art exhibition for local photographer group The Six Shooters. Courtney Bell reports.
The Six Shooters have returned for their second art exhibition at the gallery. Curator Susan Holland is enthusiastic about the return.
The Six Shooters are six individual photographers who exhibit together. They've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years.
Holland says there is no particular theme for the exhibition, but a lot of work comes from photographers' experiences traveling.
Most of these photographers have traveled very extensively. So they're sharing their experiences from being abroad.
The exhibition is set to end February 11th, and Holland encourages the community to come check it out. Courtney Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
De Soronto are about to lose the only financial institution in their town. Katie Shumakova has the story.
CIBC says it will close De Soronto's branch in August. The bank is the only financial institution in town and has been here since the 1950s. Without this branch, De Soronto residents will have to drive to Napanee if they need the bank assistance.
There are older people that live here that can't drive, or it's got to affect them. They don't drive. They must have friends that can look after them and help them.
Just the politics is just to, because there's not very much of a population here, it's too much of an inconvenience for the Tri-Union Bank.
A lot of businesses that are trying to survive, and day-to-day banking would be a necessity, and a lot of the individuals that do live here need it.
A representative from the bank will be in town Thursday to talk to the residents and answer the questions. Norman Clark is the mayor of De Soronto. He says they will still have an alternative if they don't succeed in keeping the bank in town.
And we certainly have had interest shown from other financial institutions. They're not committing themselves, but they're saying, let us know what happens after.
The similar situation happened to Marmara in November 2014. Marmara's TD Bank branch was also the only one in town. Kate Shumakova, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist College held its 19th annual career fair today. James Gaughan has the story.
Students of Loyalist College came out today to meet and give out resumes to over 70 employers at the college's career fair. 22-year-old welding and fabrication student Kyle Fernhout was one of them. Fernhout says the career fair is a great thing for students.
Definitely is a positive thing. The companies come to us instead of us going to them.
TV New Media student Elias Stenois agrees.
It's like a good opportunity to explore. You get to meet them, the employers and experts, face-to-face.
Lindsay Carrick of the college's Career Center says many students can find jobs through the career fair.
So we invite employers who represent all of the different programs that we offer here at the college and that are specifically targeting students.
Fernhout says he's hoping to be one of those who finds employment.
I handed off my resume and I have bright hopes for the future.
James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
British Columbia's Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals credits a more proactive public and not declining attitudes towards animal welfare for a dramatic spike in complaints in 2015. Francesca Lucia reports.
The BCSPCA's Marcy Moriarty says they responded to 10,205 complaints in 2015, up drastically from 8,850 in 2014.
I don't actually think that animal cruelty is going up in British Columbia. What I think is that there's a lot more awareness about animal care and what's acceptable and what's not.
Moriarty says this is the highest number of complaints that the BCSPCA has ever received. Francesca Lucia, Kamloops.
The Lowe's Home Improvement chain is aiming to buy Quebec-based Rona for $3.2 billion in a friendly deal supported by the directors and management of both companies. If approved, the deal would pave the way for the chain to become Canada's leading home improvement retailer. Lowe's CEO Robert Niblock says the U.S. chain has made good progress in Canada.
But frankly, our pace of expansion has been slowed by the limited availability of suitable real estate locations. The addition of Rona's attractive business and real estate portfolio will significantly expand our presence in the Canadian market.
Immigration Minister John McCallum says he's confident Canada will have accepted 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of February. But McCallum says housing continues to be a challenge.
I will be meeting next week with representatives from the real estate rental apartment industry to seek their assistance. And of course, people from my department are in daily touch with the various groups across the country to help them in this area.
That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Red Ball Radio has the gear you need. Everything from turntables and headphones to amplifiers and Bluetooth speakers. They have it and at a great price. Is your car radio pooch? No problem. Red Ball has a great selection of car audio from Pioneer and Alpine and the best installation in town.
Yay! Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden since 1983 at 6 North Front Street in Belleville. Just like them on Facebook and check them out at redballradio.com.
In sports, the Calgary Flames defenseman Dennis Weidman is expected to learn his fate today. Weidman had a hearing with the NHL yesterday for checking linesman Don Henderson from behind and knocking him down. The Flames have anticipated a suspension for Weidman and have called up defenseman Jakob Nekladel from their AHL farm team. The Edmonton Oilers activated rookie center Connor McDavid from injured reserve last night. The 19-year-old forward missed 37 games after breaking his clavicle in a game against the Philadelphia Flyers on November 3rd. McDavid, who had a goal and two assists last night, says the fans helped make the night for him.
The fan support here in Edmonton is unbelievable, and you know, they definitely made this night very special for me.
It's a quiet night in the NHL with only three games on the schedule. Montreal and Buffalo will get things started at the Bell Center. Tampa Bay is home to Detroit, and Calgary will host Carolina. It's a busy night with the NBA with 11 games. The surging Cleveland Cavaliers highlight the early part of tonight's schedule as they visit Charlotte looking for their sixth straight win. The Cavaliers enter a three-game lead over Toronto atop the Eastern Conference. Send us your team or league scores to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. More mild weather is expected all week for Belleville. QNET's William Pro brings us the three-day forecast.
The next couple of days won't see too much of anything except for clouds and mild weather. Most of the rain Belleville was supposed to get came last night and early this morning. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, west winds gusting from 30 to 60 kilometers an hour, and a low of plus 2. Tomorrow expect the same, mainly cloudy with light winds that will calm down in the afternoon. The temperature will be steady at near plus 2. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods and a low of minus 8. And Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 0 and cloudy periods at night with a low of minus 5. There are currently no weather alerts in effect for the area. For QNET News, I'm William Prue.
It's 4:08 and it's 8 degrees Celsius. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Martin Allen. News on 91X is next at 5.